Welcome to the Drivel Hour.
Denial.
Denial.
And then
I'm gonna name my kid that.
Pakistan.
They're not even in this.
Oh, Palestine.
Kazakhstan. Is that the airplanes that crashed into ships?
Top speed. That's a problem.
It was nice knowing you, man, and I'm proud of you. What did you say?
All this and more on this episode of the Drivel Hour. Thanks for listening.
Well, good for you, man.
Good deal.
Thanks.
All along the watchtower, there
saw her
in the shower.
That's wild.
I'm a psycho
killer.
I'm also schizo, and I made her up.
I have sleep apnea
and stage 4 AIDS.
I
like that.
What are the
like
first
that.
Three stages?
Good, not so good. Oh, that's pretty bad. And oh,
first one's good. There's a good AIDS.
There's
yeah,
like the good doctor.
There's acceptance.
I like that show.
Anger.
Those are the seven stages of grief.
Oh yeah,
those are also in the wrong order. You don't start with acceptance.
Oh, you're right. You're right. What do you start with? Anger.
Denial.
Denial.
Denial? And then?
I'm gonna name my kid that.
Denial in the in the lion's den.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's a good Bible story. God is good.
Ah. The Pharaoh's daughter found Moses in denial.
I'm thinking about Kodak, too. I'm gonna name my kid Kodak.
Kodak Black?
Oh, like Kodak.
Oh, like Kodiak?
No.
Good photographer.
Kodak.
He'd be a good photographer.
Kodak, denial, and maybe cheese puffs.
The last one sucks, dude.
Right,
needs a lot of work.
Yeah. All right. Cheese. Sorry.
I want to name
cheese.
Puffs is a type of. I think Puff is like a marijuana brand.
Most it's likely.
No, it is a retail store that sells marijuana products.
Okay. And you know this why?
When I was a carny, I am a carny.
You partook.
No, but
partooketh.
I was in
now,
the truck.
Yeah,
I was in
that.
The
okay.
Yeah. I was in the truck when my coworker decided, oh, I got to stop by the dispensary and pulled in.
Oh,
nice.
So, yeah.
Did you go in with him? See what was up?
Does he smoke?
He didn't. he doesn't. He used to take edibles, mm-hmm. but now he has no teeth because he's a carny.
Ooh,
so
love to hear
he,
it. Was it.
He has to smoke.
He's a toker.
Okay.
That's wild.
Toker is it's a term for somebody that smokes weed.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Why?
Is he partoke?
Partoketh.
Ooh.
I don't know.
That's horrible.
I like it.
We did unpopular opinions a couple episodes ago, but I found another one of mine.
Ooh.
Ah.
So, you know how...
Whoa, that's pretty political, dude.
You're right. I'm sorry. We should move on.
Take it back a notch.
I don't know what that word means.
Oh my God.
Well, you also didn't know what resolved meant, right?
Yeah, I don't know what most words mean.
Mm.
Like flabbergasted?
You don't know that one?
I do know that one. It means like mad.
No.
No.
Absolutely.
No, it doesn't, baby boy.
So when I told my ex I was flabbergasted that she
cheated on you twice?
Yeah.
With four men?
One being you?
Huh? No.
Oh.
Huh?
Oh.
Oh, dang.
Leftover.
We can take this out in the parking lot right now if you want to resolve this. You don't know what that
ooh,
means either.
You won't know what that means.
I already won.
Maybe it means you think you guys are going to like
get
kiss
out.
Or something.
Get out.
You want to fight over that girl?
Get out.
No.
You care enough about her to fight over her?
That's I'll fight anybody just because.
He wants to fight over
her. I'm better than everybody ever.
He's right. Also mine.
Or I could beat Israel Adesanya. In
can't
thumb
say
wrestling.
That. Nope, let's not. Okay.
Call me Pakistan
because
I could beat Israel.
No! Pakistan. They're not even in this.
Oh, Palestine.
They're not involved.
Oh, shoot. God, I just started another world
call
war,
me
I think.
Kazakhstan.
Because I am not involved in this conflict.
That's awesome. I like that one. I'm going to use that one. Kazakhstan, is that the airplanes that crashed into ships?
Nope.
Yeah.
Oh, you want me to tell you what it is?
Yeah, that's what it is. Kazakhstan.
Kamikaze. No.
Oh, right.
Kamikaze.
The Japanese.
Yeah. Fucking. So anyway, unpopular opinion. You know how police cars are on patrol?
They run on petrol?
Yeah, they're out there, dude. They're doing it.
So the police cars have like routes. Like they go on like set designated routes. Mm-hmm. Or if you're a beat cop, it's called your beat. But we're here in like rural America, so we don't really
they
have that.
Beat.
Nope.
Certain ethnicity.
No.
Oh, but they have
beat their wives. Is what I'm going to say.
Beat their wives. Yeah, that makes more sense. If they beat their if they beat that certain ethnicity, they need to make sure the insurance policy. If you look like in the fine print of the insurance policy of most police stations, as long as they put a weapon next to the ethnicity that's been beaten, then they're good. They don't have any repercussions.
Ah, that's smart.
Yeah,
hacks.
That's why cops carry two guns, one without serial numbers. So
or fingerprints.
So you know how police cars go on patrol? They have a route, right?
Yeah.
My unpopular opinion is that fire trucks should do the same thing. And here's why.
Ooh.
Because police cars have routes, they don't need more than one police. Now, of course, in New York, there's a lot. But like in most towns, like where we live in Michigan, there's one police station for the whole town.
Right.
And sometimes it's just the county sheriff. And there's only one of them. And then all the cars are on patrol. So that way when there's a 911 call or something, they're not very far away. At least one car is going to be somewhere.
Yeah, our town has a substation, which is like unmanned most of the time. So it's a facility that can be used as a police station, but like only if they're like there.
Yeah, that's a small town.
Damn.
But even in the smallest of towns, you will still have at least three, four fire stations.
Mm-hmm. My town has
two. We have one.
You have no way.
Two.
No
60,000 people, two.
Well.
Really? They're probably pretty big, though.
No. Oh, that's true.
Not that big.
Anyway.
Okay.
I mean, it's based
it's
on
–
I guess
of a
you're
city
right. I guess it's based on area, like area, population and area, but it's mostly area.
So I don't know how many Detroit would have.
Right. Like the city I live in is very small. There's not very many people in it, but the actual land size is very large. So we have like 20 fire stations.
Sure.
So my point is police cars, you could a brand new police interceptor, you know, Ford Escape or Explorer, police interceptor is probably like $80,000 or something. Well, less than 100. Even with all the computers, lights, and everything, it's got to be under 100.
Okay, yeah.
So it's got to be like 80. So for a whole town, you probably have maybe 8, 10, 12 police cars that go on patrol. Now, for each fire station, and like I said, my town has 20 at least.
It's crazy.
Really?
Yeah. They're spread out. I mean, you think about how far
we've
how big
got
it is.
Four or five.
Yeah, and you think about each fire station has at least one pumper truck. Sometimes two or three. It might have a ladder truck, and then there's also ambulances. Each one of those trucks ranges from $500 to over $1 million.
Yeah,
and you're trying to multiply that. So I think to cut down on taxpayer dollars and everything, just get a couple fire trucks. Well, I mean, probably the same amount as the police cars. You know, whatever, 8,
sure.
10, 12.
Okay,
and then just put the fire trucks on patrol. That way, the same kind of thing. They're always within some distance of
damn,
wherever.
You guys have 23.
Wow.
Maybe people can figure out where you live now based on that. Dox some guys. Do it.
Oh, God, no. You're going to show up at my house. Talk about fire trucks. But anyway, that's my unpopular opinion. Cut taxpayer dollars. Stop putting them in garages with an exhaust hose and just send them out on patrol.
What about the gas of having them drive all around? Doesn't that add up a lot?
I mean, I suppose you're right. That could add up.
And, like, a fire station has, like, a jurisdiction that's a radius, probably, around the fire station. So, like, if they're just driving around and they're at one side of the radius and they've got to get to the opposite
side. No, but that's not how police cars work either. It's just it's just whoever.
Police cars can go a little faster, too.
You have, like, four or five fire trucks on, like, different parts driving around the state.
Yeah, they're basically driving in a circle. So they're always within, you know, somewhere.
But
it's not a terrible idea.
It's not. I would think that like homicides or like theft or anything like that, especially like driving.
Why do fire trucks need to show up for that?
What I'm saying is like cops need to be around more and would need to be on patrol more than fires because I feel like fires are less common than like all of the things that cops would respond to.
Well, there's also a vehicle incidents, you know, hitting a deer.
Yeah,
a big thing here in Michigan. You got to show up for that. So like,
but normally any time there's a call, the cruiser will show up first, and then it's the fire truck and the ambulance to any call.
Yeah,
every
pretty
call.
Much. It's because they're on patrol. They're usually closer.
Yeah.
And also, you're right. They go faster. So.
Vroom, vroom. Whee. Cop speed. It's a problem. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So unpopular opinion. Cops should be on bikes so they can't catch up to me when I'm going 10 over.
Anthony, in his 3 years of driving, has already gotten like three tickets.
Two. One of them was for speeding. One of them was for gay turn violation. So.
Yeah, because he lives in the city, and city driving rules are stupid.
It's not even my city. It's a stupid other city.
Okay. Yeah. And you got two tickets in this one city? That's not your city?
It's a gay city, dude.
It actually is.
So gay.
It actually is. That's what it's known for.
Not actually, not at all.
Oh, wait.
They have a lot of people there that do not like.
There's a lot of Muslims there.
I'm talking about your city, though. Your city was known for the gay population.
More the neighboring city to my city.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. My parents both grew up in
that city?
The city that you don't like.
This is fine. I like talking
I like that kind of thing. I like gay people.
I'm glad.
Yeah. It's good to like them.
You and James pretty close?
Charlie?
Yeah.
I haven't met. That's a lot of information you're with. Now they know you got 23 fire stations and your
and
dad's
a dad.
Dude, that's a lot to work with. They're going to know where you are pretty soon.
Yeah. Hey, maybe they'll show up and we can be friends or something. I don't know.
Yeah, you need some of them.
Yeah, I do. I have no friends anywhere else.
Dang, dude.
I know. That's why I said it. Just kidding. Just kidding. Wow.
You guys have any other unpopular opinions?
I have plenty.
Ooh.
I just don't want to. Don't want to do most of them.
Go ahead.
Oprah Winfrey sucks. I don't like her.
That's I agree.
A popular
because she owns all the almond farms or whatever, and she's poisoning kids. Or something.
Ellen should have been canceled probably 8 years earlier.
Not a fan of Ellen.
Yep, I agree. I agree. Her app Psych sucks.
Does it suck? You got
it? An app?
I did.
Why?
I was simping over a girl and she told me to.
So nice. Okay, I respect it.
Hey, Ellen told you? You were simping over Ellen?
Nope, she's a lesbian.
if a man is in love with a lesbian, does that make him gay?
I think that makes him single.
Yeah.
What if it's like really a masculine lesbian? Is that a gay guy? Is that man gay?
If a trans man, if a man becomes a woman and then starts dating a woman, does that make him straight?
Depends on if he has hormone replacement.
Say no, but I would say
yes. I would say yes. But if he's had hormone replacement, then he's operating like a woman. So then it would just make him gay.
Does he have...
Or her gay.
Does he have...
I think
you guys know what I'm talking about.
I think
his equipment.
I think
his package.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Die hard.
Yeah, back
to
the
fire horse.
Back to the fire truck.
I do like fire trucks.
I know.
I watched a whole documentary on Pierce fire trucks and how they build them in Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
Damn.
They're all hand-built. There's no assembly line.
Wow. Hand-built.
They're not run by AI, like all of your mining equipment?
Ooh, call back to the last episode, guys. Go check it out.
I honestly don't know if that's true. I just made that up, hoping no one would fact-check me on it.
Well.
Oh, yeah, you were just trying to, like, make me sound stupid.
Yeah.
That's the only reason you said that.
That's my life goal.
AI just came out, dude. What are you doing?
What are you talking about?
It just came out.
As
okay.
yeah.
You have any? Oh, you said Oprah.
Mm-hmm, I said Oprah.
Ellen. So I guess we're done there.
No. We have more.
I don't know. I can't really think of any.
In Oprah.
The Star Wars and Marvel have gotten really bad lately.
That's popular. Nobody likes
everyone
them.
Everyone agrees. Yeah.
The Boys is a horrible TV show.
Never seen it.
Pretty graphic.
Yeah.
Mm. What else?
Boys in the Hood.
Aquaman is super mid.
Everyone. Yeah. Oh, that is unpopular.
Black Widow
thinks it sucked.
Was super mid.
I thought it sucked, actually.
Oh, okay. Then that's popular.
All right.
Black Widow sucked, I heard. That's why I didn't see it.
I
don't think it was that good.
There's some nice parts to it.
Wow.
All Florence Pugh?
I do like Florence Pugh.
You've been simping over a lot of celebrities the last couple episodes.
That's what I do, dude. I'm really good at
it's
it.
It's a lifestyle, dude.
It's probably my top skill right now.
Yeah.
History and celebrities.
That's wild combination. That should
true.
Be.
History of celebrities. Don't know much about that.
That's like, true.
Yeah.
It's true. I had I was wondering, you know how if there's like a B-list celebrity or maybe even an A-list that isn't that
B and a half, B plus.
Right, exactly. So if you
B plus.
You've seen like videos obviously of celebrities like going into like McDonald's and like the cashier like freaks out and is like, "Oh my god, can I get a picture?"
Yeah, Ariana Grande.
Who would you do that for?
Went to,
address?
Huh?
No. Well, we can't ask that. That's a good question.
Okay.
But my question is or my statement or something. I can't remember what I was going to do. Let's
one of the two,
together.
I would say probably.
Yeah, let's find out together. A celebrity does that. It was a question. Thank you.
I got you, man.
How bad would it feel as a celebrity to walk into something like a McDonald's or something thinking you're going to make this person's day and no one knows who you are?
Let me put myself in that mindset real quick.
So you want me to be the celebrity?
I just don't see that happening with me, personally. Okay. I think everybody probably would probably freak out.
Okay. Okay.
Because of my presence.
Because, so, like, I had to think, like, if
I'm a celebrity, I'm going to do it the right way. You know what I mean?
So, like, my whole question is,
you're
like,
not
gonna
suck and be mid.
Yeah.
Exactly. I imagine if Tom Hanks went into somewhere and nobody knew who he was, he'd be like, okay. Like,
I don't think you would care that much.
Tom Hanks. Like, who cares if these people at McDonald's?
But you're saying people with, like, fragile egos because they're not, like,
okay. And they're gonna break down and be like, what do you mean you don't know who I am?
I'm a famous celebrity.
Yeah, but I'm 260.
Oh,
probably.
I actually saw you guys probably don't know who Zach Bryan is.
I do.
He's like, yeah. Oh, he's a country singer. Yeah, but there was a video of him. It was like a cop body cam footage. He got pulled over for like speeding, and he was like, I am a famous country singer. I don't want my address to be out there, and like, which makes sense. But the way he was doing it was really like, you know, like entitled, like, you know.
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'm a famous country singer.
Yeah. What'd the cop do?
Cop was like cool about it, but he's like, I have to arrest you if you don't tell me this information. So I don't know why, like, that's a thing, but
weird.
That would suck though.
That's true. If you, that's a tough one to navigate. You have the right to remain silent, but you have to be taken into custody. Mm-hmm. Like, you have the right to not give up certain information or even like get out of your car. Like, if you're like, I would prefer to not get out of my car, then you're allowed to do that. They're just going to drag you out and arrest you.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
But okay, but that's just a good point though. For the right to remain silent, he has to tell them. That though, I wonder why.
No,
because that's holding information.
If he doesn't, then he gets detained.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So if you've got like a show to get
detained,
to that night,
that's what it is. It's not arrested. It's detained. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's where they just put you in handcuffs and take you outside the car.
No, that's still an arrest.
Yeah. No handcuffs is detained. They just make
you
wait.
That's not what. Oh, I watch a lot of cops. That's not what happens.
Mm.
That's what they say. You're not under arrest. You're just being detained. They take you out of the car and they put you in handcuffs. And they usually either sit you in the back seat of the cop car, or they just sit you on the trunk.
Oh, really?
And they're just like, we just we
gotta
search.
Maybe there's different
car.
Styles, different.
Yeah. We just gotta search a car. Anyway, yes. Back to my question: what celebrity do you think would have the fragile ego of like freaking out that like someone random off the street didn't know who they were?
Bradley Martin.
Who's that?
I'm 260, brother.
I'm 260, brother.
As soon as I grab you, it's over.
He's like a Nelk Boys guy.
I think you sent me some of those clips.
He's like a Nelk Boys.
Okay. Yeah.
Bodybuilder guy. Probably he would, yeah. Who else?
If he walked into like the restaurant all smug, like, I'm going to get a cheeseburger and like, these people, I'm going to make their day.
Probably like most TikTokers. TikTokers.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. They're not even really, they're not even celebrities. Maybe like E-list.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Some of them are probably celebrities, but I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't think of any.
I just have a sneaking suspicion that Taylor Swift would say she didn't care, but then would write a song about it.
Oh, she would.
Yeah,
but 100%
I don't
care.
Think – I feel like everybody would recognize her, though.
But
she's like
if
A.
That's, but I'm
she's
just
like A-plus
a scenario, though.
But that's what I mean.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
If they didn't.
She would probably – I'd probably break her.
Why? Because
she's probably so used to that. Huh?
Oh, not you. It would probably break her. I'd probably break her. If they have confidence. All right. Moving on. All right, Travis Kelce.
Yeah, I'd make her cry, bro.
I'd break her.
I'd break her.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. That's... Wow. Nope. Nope.
Hey,
nope.
Too far, buddy.
Nope. Not going there.
No. Hugh Jackman?
No, buddy.
Oh, whoa. No, I feel like he'd be a gentle lover.
No, huge.
Hugh Jackman would be super cool with no one knowing who he is. He'd probably appreciate
he'd probably,
it.
Okay.
He'd be like, oh, I'm just a normal person right now. That's probably something
Adam Sandler
a lot of
would probably be cool with that.
Yeah, yeah. Shaq.
I don't think, no,
Shaq
I, when I think
would.
About...
Yeah, yeah, but everybody knows it's Shaq.
Well, that's a scenario.
I feel like Hugh Jackman is one of those guys that, like, wouldn't even, like, realize he's a... Like, he forgot that he's a celebrity.
Yeah, there's some, like peer people like that.
Yeah, like, he just...
Logan is
be
such
like,
a
oh.
good movie.
Luke Holmes probably would be like, oh, okay, whatever.
Yeah, but he'd probably acknowledge that no one knew him. He'd probably be like, yeah, no one knew who I was, but it's all right. I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't know. He had like an interview on Joe Rogan where he like went to Mexico and like smoked weed with this random couple that he met on a beach, and it's like he's just like chill with like
okay.
like his friend told him that he was a country singer, like he didn't even want to tell him. So like, I feel like he'd be
cool.
super chill about it.
Cool.
I like people like experience. That. They're super humble.
Not me. Guys, did you know I have 7 movie credits? That'd be me.
Mm.
What's a movie credit?
When you're a movie, you get a credit.
Oh.
Yep. So if you
college?
Were like in Ant-Man.
Yeah.
You'd get a credit for that.
Oh.
You get one.
Like college?
Just how it works. That's how the movie industry works.
Dang.
Apparently, Christopher Lee, the guy who plays Saruman and like
oh, yeah.
Count Dooku, he had like 277 credits.
Whoa.
That guy is so cool,
if, even
dude.
If you're an
I was
actor,
looking up facts about him.
That's crazy.
Yesterday.
Even if you're an extra.
Liam Neeson has like half that.
Yeah, he was in a lot of movies.
That's insane.
So even if you're an extra, you get a credit?
I think so. Probably.
Wow.
Yeah.
Super. Christopher Lee is so cool, though, dude.
Yeah.
He was like a spy in World War II. He knows like six languages.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
He played Dracula, Frankenstein's monster, Death, a Bond villain, Saruman, Count Dookie. He just played like all the most epic villains.
The best bad guys.
He bared witness to the last public execution by a guillotine in France.
Oh, yeah, because that was in like the 50s or something.
Yeah, he was born in like 1922. So,
wow,
but he was 25. Like he said, he'd seen like when on the when Peter Jackson was like talking about the sound it would make when somebody gets stabbed in the back.
Yeah,
Christopher Lee was like, I know what it sounds like. I've heard it so many times.
Why?
Because he served. He was in World War II.
Oh,
he was
my
a spy.
Gosh. Why would they have swords in World War II?
Bayonets. They have knives.
They have knives.
Yeah. Are they really?
People getting knived.
Heck yeah.
They still have knives.
They give the military knives. I thought those were unsafe.
Guns. You could argue that guns could probably kill someone, too.
But the military, like, people that are enlisted, like, they're, like, our...
Infantry, yeah. Infantry sucks.
Yeah. Like, is now in the army.
Bleep that.
So, he's in the army, and it's like, yeah, I think I can trust him with a gun, but, like, there's no way I trust him with a knife.
Mm-hmm. You can't trust that man with anything.
Nothing, dude. Not even the words that come out of his mouth.
I wouldn't trust him with, like, a spray bottle full of water.
Yeah, he'd somehow get it into, like, his pee-pee hole.
I wouldn't trust him with an empty water bottle.
Yeah, because he'd, like, choke on it.
I just wouldn't trust him.
Okay.
I don't trust him at all. He's sus.
He's awful.
It's always those type of kids that come in the military, dude.
Infantry.
Off the wall guys.
Yeah, like enlisted. Like, the officers are usually pretty okay. Like, go to the academies.
He'll get through basic and go straight to the kitchen, probably. And somehow love it.
Mm-mm.
No, he's going to get kicked out because the head cook or whatever they're called is going to be like...
This guy sucks.
Yeah, he's going to be like playing with like the knives and like
watch him be a 5-star general in 10 years and we're all like, oh, shoot.
Maybe. Hey, man, if he becomes a 5-star.
Like Marriott. Hilton. Call back.
Call back. Hey, man, if thank you for protecting us, but like we don't really need your help. So if you could like drop out. But if you become a 5-star general, like.
Probably kick him out.
It was nice knowing you, man, and I'm proud of you. And what did you say?
Huh?
You talking to me?
Yeah.
Why?
You switch up like that? You're like, oh, we all freaking hate this kid. He sucks. Unless you're a 5-star general, then we'll freaking respect you.
Suck you.
I guess that's fair, though.
You're right.
I respect
you. You're right. I shouldn't switch up.
No, you got
this kid's great.
Don't burn your little gravel bridges.
Yep. Jeez. That's wild.
Yeah, that could be a sucky bridge. You'd just be like, want to go log in the middle of like the Mississippi River. That's kind of bridge he'd be.
That's wild. Hey, man, best of luck to you, though. Like, if you're happy, good job. But, like, I doubt you are. So.
If you guys were a bridge, what kind of bridge would you want to be?
The truck kind.
Oh, like a big, like Mackinac Bridge type ambassador bridge?
No. I don't know. My dad designs the ones that go on tanks and then unfold. Like it rides on top of a tank, and then it's got a mechanism that unfolds, and so the tank and all the vehicles can drive over it.
Mm-hmm.
So I would want that, but, like, in a truck form, because tanks are kind of lame.
Tanks are epic.
Whoa.
Well, my dad thinks so.
I would want to be, like, a European stone bridge from, like, 500 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
Be really cool.
Old Faithful.
That's
a geyser.
Yeah, what?
That's
not
just
a
the words that came to my head. Like an Old Faithful bridge.
Oh.
But then you'd be pretty much immortal. Like you'd be alive for 500 years.
I'm chilling.
Yeah.
You sure?
Watch the trolls and little horny teenagers go under me.
All right. I'd probably be
oh God, two 13-year-olds.
Just
my favorite.
No, like from an observant. Like my eyes are on the top, but I just like peripheral. I see him going under. Like, nice.
Interesting. I didn't know.
But also,
180.
I don't know. I can't get myself out of this hole.
Yeah.
All right. At least you admit it.
I'd be a railroad bridge that, like, you look at it and there's a train sitting on it, and you're like, that looks really skinny and weak, but somehow it's really strong.
let me go under this really fast.
Exactly.
That's funny.
I feel like you'd just be a bridge like on the highway.
Just an overpass.
It's like an expressway bridge.
Just like an overpass that nobody even acknowledges.
Yeah.
Actually,
one that's not really used, though,
right.
But it has blonde hair.
Like that white
I keep giving facts away about you guys. People are going to find you guys.
White concrete?
I've plugged my music account before.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
That's embarrassing.
Stake.
You think
bleep
so?
That out.
I might.
Just bleep out the name, but still plug it. You guys can find it. You guys can follow me, but
go back and take.
We also plugged Cody Ko.
Yeah, he probably doesn't want this plug.
Yeah, you're right.
He probably is gonna. Sue
he doesn't
us.
Want us attached.
Yeah, no shot. Yeah. Yeah.
I've decided to give up Cody Ko, and I'm very, very heartbroken about
wow.
it.
Cool. Next subject.
All right.
What was it?
I guess we have to ask.
Yeah, what happened?
It's because he's too, like, he talks liberal? About things that you don't want to hear.
He says GD a lot. And it didn't used to bother me, but I've noticed it slipping into my mind. Mm. And I've almost said it a few times, and that's just not okay. So, I realize it's part of, and a lot of it was my environment. I realized this literally yesterday, and I was like, I wonder why this word comes into my mind because I've never said it before. But it's because of my environment. It's because I watch a lot of his content. So
yep.
I'm very, very sad. I like him a lot. I love his videos. I love his podcast. I love his music. But it is
gotta have Matt download him and then edit out that word for all.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess if he wanted to do that.
I'm not editing Cody Ko's video.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Better, dude.
No.
But I am sad, but I'm going to have to move on from Cody Ko.
I respect it, yeah.
I want to take a quick break for our sponsor. Booty Mint, the safer lifestyle.
Uh-oh.
Ever been out in the public and noticed that your booty is doling out toxic whiffs to passersby?
Yeah, all the day.
I know I have. Booty Mint solves that problem. Just like the traditional mouth mints, they come in stylish tin and present a lovely odor.
Lovely
they also
odor.
Have three distinct flavors depending on your preference.
Flavors?
Lavender, orange juice, and mocha.
Lavender's
and each mint is designed with a grippy texture to ensure that it won't be going anywhere.
Whoa.
Simply yank down your Spider-Man boxer briefs and insert the mint. Using the explanative procedure printed on the can. Within seconds, the dissolving process will be underway and you can say farewell to that lingering booty stench. Check out bootymint.org and use code BUTTOIDS. That's BUTTIOIDS at bootymint.org. Actually, it's supposed to be like a riff off of like Altoids. You know what I mean? Buttoids.
So, buttoids?
Mm-hmm. Buttoids. There we go.
Yep.
You got it.
Got you.
That's funny. I like that. Yeah, I get that. So is this to like prevent farts? Like a charcoal in your underwear to like prevent the smell of farts? Or is
just
it
give a nice little whiff coming out of there.
Flavors in there. Yeah.
Flavors. So the flavor, is that for people that like
farts
to...
farts would be dope, dude.
So you could suck on someone's farts?
That nothing's
like
going on that. No. It's just you want to fart. What? Like when you fart, you got the little smell coming out. You got like a nice orange juice, OJ.
Yeah.
Tropicana type, Sunny
so it's
D
like a
type,
converter.
Flatch, dude.
Yeah, it's
a
flatch odor converter.
Right, like a cat, like a catalytic converter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, plus, if you like didn't wipe your ass fully, you got a little stain on there. It's just gonna clean that up for you. You know,
it's gonna clean that up too.
It doesn't clean it up, not really. It just masks it.
Masks,
but well.
Yep.
It's not like when you get in your car, like a smoker's car, and you have like an air freshener in there,
yeah,
and it's just like pine scented cigarette smoke.
Yeah.
Nah, you're smelling lavender. You're smelling oranges. You're smelling mocha. That's all you're smelling coming out of there.
Yeah. What are the?
But it's not like Febreze where it eliminates the odor. It's just masking.
Febreze does not eliminate the odor.
It just masks it.
Yeah.
Well, that's their... Okay. All right. Well, that's their alleged.
It's wrong, though.
What are the butt... What are butt pills called?
Butt plugs?
Oh, no. Poppers?
A Friday night?
Y'all both said neither of the right things.
Butt pills? Enemas?
Friday night? No, scent... No. It starts with an S. It's...
It's not a submersible. But something along...
Submissive?
Scent to... Scent...
Bath bombs!
Is that like 9/11 in the tub?
Icebreakers. Get it?
Butt pills. I'm going to Google that on YouTube.
Never do that again.
Oh, kidney stones.
You're the porn blocker you installed.
Good.
Butt pills.
No way.
You're about to fall off, dude. You're about to fall.
It's not a submersible. It's like a...
Yeah, it's got a name for it. You're
suppository.
Right. Suppository. That's what the word I was looking for. All right.
Damn, what does that do?
Yeah, your buttoids are
break
like
that down in detail.
Normal
for me,
suppositories, but
so,
like three times the size for some reason.
All right. So suppository, because... Trying to get medicine when you swallow it into
it just,
your bloodstream.
Oh, it goes faster through your booty.
Because the blood is right on the very thin part of the skin of your rectum.
That's why if you wipe a little too hard, you get a little
bleed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because the blood is literally right there.
Very good.
So
very
if you
good.
Put a suppository, or if you've ever heard like coffee enemas or alcohol enemas, it's so that you can get it.
Yes.
You can get it, the caffeine or the alcohol, you can get it immediately into your system.
Right.
It by putting it into your
it bypasses your liver.
Right. Damn, I'm about to take some Jocko Go.
Yeah. That's pre-workout. Crazy. Put pre-workout in your butt so you...
Gives taking it up the a whole new meaning.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Shout out to Jocko. Small upcoming...
Yeah. Late at night.
What is the one guy that did
in the morning.
Juju on
Super,
that beat?
Metro booming on it. Something, right?
Metro!
Yeah.
Yeah, where he just like shouts for some reason.
Yeah. Because the first one has the N-word in it, and they wanted to be more inclusive, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They trimmed it down a little bit.
Yeah.
Or like...
they took off the R.
Aluminium is like, it's aluminum, but not,
What song is that?
No, it's the...
The hell did that
the producer.
From?
Aluminum? Aluminium?
No one listens to that.
Elenium? Yeah.
Who?
Elenium.
He's a producer, or a... DJ or something.
It's not ringing a bell.
He's done a lot of Quinn XCI stuff. Or Quinn 92.
He's on everyone, dude. He's on metal bands I listen to.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Damn. Prolific.
I know him from John Who? Bellion.
Yeah, John Bellion, Good Things Fall Apart. That's Elenium.
Oh.
Yeah.
Elenium. Oh.
So all the music for that is Elenium.
Oh, he's done a lot.
And then just the vote. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like the British way of saying aluminum, aluminium.
Yeah.
Aluminium. But like he's ill because he makes that beat sick or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
STDs? Sure.
No, there's two good songs. If you're into metal and
alt pop,
dubstep, or whatever Elenium is.
Yeah.
I don't
know if you can go to
dubstep.
Dude.
Yeah. Listen to Nothing Ever After by Motionless and White and Shivering by Spirit Box. Yeah. Listen to those two.
I've been listening to Quinn 92. I've listened to him for like over
Quinn XCII.
Yeah, I've been listening to over 2 years, but I really have gotten into him the last like month, and I really like a lot of his stuff. And Elenium
yep.
has done.
It's Millennium without the M.
Millennium, Elenium. Okay, he did. With You, I think, is the name of the song he did with Quinn, and it's just my favorite.
Okay, I'll add that right now.
It's a sadder song, so just be careful with your vibes.
You might cry.
All my songs are sad, dude.
Okay.
Wow. Even the death metal ones? How are those supposed to be sad?
Listen to the lyrics.
I can't understand them. This is gutturalness.
You didn't understand that was like really.
What'd you just say?
I just said
the whole
my
alphabet.
Girlfriend break up with me, and now I'm sad.
Me, I'm sad.
I'm sad. That's crazy.
Also, some of my other favorite songs from Quinn is My Wife and Two Dogs. That one's really upbeat, and that was really good. And then Make Time, which is kind of more on the With You type of scale. But yeah.
Dang.
Been listening to a lot of Christian hard rap.
Yikes.
Holvi, Indie Tribe, No Big Deal. I like Andy Mineo a little bit, but he's
mid.
He's kind of mid.
Yeah.
A lot of his old music before he became a Christian was like really bad.
Nothing can stop me. I'm on the way
up. Dude, it's so much worse than that. It's you can't stop me. Don't fight the power. Just live it right or something. I don't know.
Well, that's
Justin
Timberlake. Possibly be worse than that?
Dude, he's pretty bad.
Dang.
But it's okay. I like some of his stuff.
Mm. Okay.
But yeah, I've been getting back. Because I left hard rap like a year ago. Or not that long. It was 8 months ago.
What happened
ago.
When you guys?
I came to the Lord and realized that the lyrics were affecting me in a negative way.
Yeah. Mm.
They were making me think certain things about females and ethnicities that weren't true.
Were you calling them the B word?
Oh, I was calling them everything.
Wow. Calling them the H word?
Calling them everything.
WH word?
Literally everything.
SL word?
Everything.
TH word?
Everything.
I know all of them.
Me too. I was calling them everything. Anyway, so I got off of that, and now I stopped listening to rappers talking about killing other rappers or murdering women of the night in the streets.
Yeah.
Prostitution, baby.
Yep.
Keep it alive.
So I stopped listening to that. Now I'm on hard rap again. I just started about a week ago with good Christian hard rap. So
that can't be a thing.
I'm serious. It's pretty good. Just listen
to
some
of it.
How
are they doing that? First one you showed me.
I've never been into rap, so I think that's probably not gonna.
Fair.
I don't think I'd like that.
Yeah, it'd be hard to,
at all.
To
that's
turn
probably,
you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
But for the last like eight, maybe not that. Yeah, about 8 months. My favorite genre has been the alt pop, with stuff like. Please stop. Stuff like Quinn and John Bellion and Nick D and Connor Price. Connor Price is more rap, but
How about indie pop?
I haven't heard much of that.
Hmm.
I know a lot of my friends that really like it, but I haven't gotten into it. So
I like looking at my Spotify stats. And literally, like my top 10 genres, it was like rock, classic rock, country rock. Yacht rock, melodic rock.
That's funny.
Yeah,
because you like a lot of 80s music.
You're doing geography as well right now, right? Geology?
Yeah,
that one.
Oh,
it adds up.
How does that go with? Oh, rock.
That's
kill
good.
Yourself.
Why don't
no,
you?
No, genre is that. I don't like 80s music
you
very much.
You loved 80s music.
No, I never did.
60s.
It's always been 70s.
Yep.
Well, you and Matt bond over it a lot.
80s.
No.
Just about
70s.
Yeah.
No, 70s and 60s.
It's never been 80s.
Yeah.
You're wrong on this one.
Fine.
Just like with the ad.
80s is you when constantly. They banned LSD and everything went to crap.
Well, you and
the okay, Joe Rogan.
you and Matt always make me feel bad cuz like I don't know
good.
Who like Led Zeppelin is or whatever.
Zeppelin's so
good. You should know. I mean, it's just
you
like
you should know like who they are at least. Yeah. Even if you don't like it, you should have some kind of base knowledge about it.
Yeah, that's what you always say to me. But then like I bring up like 50s crooner, which I love, and big band, and you're
name
like
one.
Who's Frank Sinatra.
Obviously I know who that is. No, I listen to that music too.
Nat King Cole.
Obviously, Autumn Leaves.
Ella Fitzgerald.
Know her. Louis Armstrong. She does a ton of songs with Louis Armstrong.
Okay, yeah.
He does like they do a couple. Billie Holiday.
Of course.
What does Billie Holiday look like?
She's a black woman.
All right. I was expecting him to just...
Really? Yeah, I didn't know that even.
Oh, okay.
Do you know that?
Yeah. No, I was just... I thought you were going to... I was trying to like trip you up because you were just like, oh, yeah, I know all of them.
I've listened to that music, too.
Okay.
I listen to like a ton of music. I just don't really listen to rap. That's like the one I really don't listen to.
Yeah.
I listen to everything but metal.
Mm-hmm.
And...
oh, and...
70s rock.
Yeah.
Who,
I listen to 80s rock.
Who?
Not 70s.
The Who is?
Nope.
The Rolling Stones?
Yes.
Hamilton, Reynolds, and Joe Frank?
No.
I don't know who
Player?
That is.
No.
Hall & Oates?
Are these all 70s bands?
Jim Croce? England Dan and John Foreign Coley?
Steely
Dan is my favorite, dude. Bread? You like Bread? Eagles? Beatles? Led Zeppelin? AC/DC? Aerosmith?
Heard the name.
So many great.
Ain't no way, dude.
Stephen Bishop. We got Jonathan Edwards. We got all the greats, dude. So good, dude.
Yeah. Okay.
America is one of my favorites, too.
Expand your horizons, sir.
No.
No.
All right.
Yeah.
I feel like I could have a fairly intelligent conversation about a lot of music, except for like probably like heavy metal and like rap.
Oh, Glenn Otherwise, Miller. I love Glenn Miller.
Glenn Miller's great. In the Mood.
Yeah,
the serenade one, Moonlight Serenade.
Moonlight Zap, yep, it's one of my favorite.
That one's really good. Oh, Perfidia, you like that one?
I don't know that one.
Polyphia? No, Perfidia. Okay, it's very good.
I just made
Tommy
so
Dorsey.
Many people angry.
Of course, Tommy Dorsey band on the sunny side of the street. Great,
amazing. Didn't Louis Armstrong do a cover of that?
I see skies blue, red
bottoms
true.
A lot of people have done covers of it. I'm not sure.
Yeah. They're all the same people. I'm trying to find new ones.
You like doo-wop?
I like, there's select songs.
Dion, baby. That's so good.
Harry James is okay. Dooley Wilson.
Oh, he's one really good song. The...
No, that's Lee and Vern and Rosa.
Nope.
That's Louis Armstrong.
Terry James. Oh, wait. No, you're right. No, you're right on that one. How does the... Oh,
hey,
how
does he the, got you.
How does the end of the Captain America one go? That's what that's
him.
Terry James.
No.
No way. You ain't wrong, I think.
That's the theme from Avengers by Alan Silvestri.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's so ready.
No, it's the end of Endgame, and they played the Harry James song.
He's dancing with Peggy.
But Livian Rose, you're right. That's the one I was doing.
That made me cry.
That's the one. That's Harry James.
Dooley Wilson. I like a couple of his stuff.
I don't know him. So you got me there.
Okay. Talked about them. Have you ever heard of the Fabulous Equinox Orchestra?
No.
I haven't either. They're on this list, though.
That's cool. Love to hear it.
Yeah, me too. Gosh. Pete Fountain? I think I've heard one
of
those
anyways.
Songs.
Oh, Duke Ellington. Into some 60s music. Matthews into 70s. Some 50s music. 70s. Jim Croce's 60s.
No.
Yeah.
Early 70s.
And there's no shot.
Woody Herman.
Pretty sure.
Good. And his orchestra.
Elvis was 60s.
Let's see.
I don't know if I know that one. Let's look at this. Like Duke Ellington, though.
Duke Ellington's great.
Benny Goodman.
Of course.
70s was, that was great, though. 70s was freaking
I listen to some 60s. I just listen to way more 70s.
Yeah. What, Sinatra's 50s?
Yeah. Kinda. I mean,
yeah.
He's like split.
Okay, yeah. I was right, yeah. Life and Times came out in 73. I Got a Name came out in 73. And Don't Mess Around with Jim came in 72.
No kidding.
So all early
70s. I always thought he was older than that. That's crazy.
He died like right after that too.
Yeah, it sucks.
The crew cuts kind of fell off because they did that. They did the chords, the song Shaboom. The chords came out with Shaboom,
yeah.
And then the crew cuts redid it.
Oh,
And they kind of like fell off. They were basically a one hit wonder, and it wasn't even their song.
Damn.
So, yeah, I like very 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 few of their songs. The crew cuts other songs, but like yeah.
See, but if you like that song, Life Can Be a Dream, then that's like the way into like doo-wop.
I know.
It's your gateway drug.
That's true.
I've been liking a lot of doo-wop recently.
Life can be a dream. Life can be a dream. Take you up to paradise.
If we never talked about it, the three of us did that for Anthony's graduation.
True.
And one other person.
Who will remain unnamed.
Yes, because we don't want him to have to feel attached
bad
to this
about
podcast.
Himself.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Oh.
Bleep that.
No, just kidding. Yeah, he's a cool guy. But yeah, with the four of us did a.
It was very sick.
It was fun.
Glad we did it.
Yep. And it was halfway decent. Should we?
It was all right.
Yeah.
Did we call ourselves the Four Bottoms?
Nope. No one
We're
said
all
that.
Bottoms.
Nope. Nope. We never. Nope. That's just you.
You're a little sus. Yeah.
It's just you.
This
guy might be gay,
funny.
Huh? What do you think? He's gay?
Yeah, maybe. I'm thinking. I don't know.
Out of the three of us, who would be
muscle
most
lifting
likely?
With the muscle shirt, with the wife beater muscle shirt? Yeah,
why are you
gay.
Looking at that? That's pretty gay.
Hey, yo.
Should I link the four of us doing our song?
Absolutely
Shaboom?
Not.
No.
No.
So know what we look like.
No, just the audio.
No.
No. You
I think it wasn't that good.
No, it wasn't. I want them to hear it so that they can.
The first part of it was not great, but then like the middle part when we got on like the
we
chorus,
had some great harmonies for sure.
It was nice.
You think we could sing it right now?
No.
Shaboom, shaboom.
I don't remember.
Shaboom.
Yada da 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 da.
Shaboom,
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 shaboom.
Yada da 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 da.
Shaboom. All right, let's take this
shaboom.
Out.
Shaboom.
Yeah, because I don't really remember it.
I don't remember any of it.
Life could be a dream.
Yeah, but anyway, we did that. It was pretty sick. You did a Sinatra song.
Yep. I did. Anthony and Matt played the instruments for my "Fly Me to the Moon."
Yep. I was on drums. Anthony was on trumpet.
That was embarrassing.
Nice little trills on there, boy.
Thanks.
Yep. We had a couple other friends of ours playing some other instruments. Had a
friends of me and Anthony's because you don't have many.
Yep.
Oh god, I don't want them.
Whoa. We had a French horn.
I should probably cut that.
We had the French horn. We had a trombone, and we have one other.
Was bass? Do you have a bass?
No.
No.
Do you have a guitar? No. That
we
was
tuba?
You.
We
did not. Was it really just three winds? No, we had a flute.
That's we have that's a wind.
Right. Oh, you yeah, have we a had sax? A flute. No.
No.
No, it was just, it was a flute, like a trumpet, a trombone, a horn. Heck? Yeah, a flute, a trumpet, a trombone, a horn, and then percussion.
I love sax.
Good little mix.
Yeah.
Do you?
My top instrument.
I'm very saxy.
Why don't you play it?
Have you used that one before?
No, I got it. I don't know.
You should say that to a girl and then pull out your giant instrument.
Just from behind my butt.
Yeah, call back to the booty mint. You got a little.
That's insane.
Can you imagine? There was a joke about that on Family Guy. Like, they had to convert your farts into, like, jokes. But, like, can you imagine converting your farts to musical instrument notes? So you just, like, lift up your leg and you hear a...
It's the sussest note I've ever heard. That's crazy.
Hey.
Why do you breathe into it so hard? That was weird.
You should move to San Francisco, guy.
No, I should move to your town. Gotcha.
Yeah.
No, it was fun. And then Matt for...
Fire restraining order.
Right. So for Anthony and I, we wanted our buddies included for our... You know, we wanted us included for our graduation... song, but for Matt, he decided he wanted neither of us to be involved because we simply weren't good enough to do his parody of a rock song.
First of all, neither of you play any rock instruments. I was on electric
guitar. Trumpet and Barry sax. How can you have a rock band without those two?
It's not rock. That's not the rock I'm doing.
That's jazz.
No.
literally, dude.
No, he's right.
Yeah. Okay, the ensemble was drums.
Mm-hmm. I got that.
Kit
literally,
drums. No shot, dude.
Dude, playing drums is so
an
easy.
Electric
Shut
bass.
Up. Just let it go.
It's incredibly difficult.
Playing
electric
drums
bass.
Is like trying to type on a keyboard. It's not that hard.
I can't do that.
Why?
It's really not. Electric bass, electric
You're right,
guitar,
it's really not that
acoustic
hard.
Guitar, vocals, which for me.
I could do the vocals.
Yeah. Both of us can do vocals. We run a freaking choir together. For 3 years.
Pretty funny if it was like
for
your
six
thing
years.
And we were singing lead vocals.
Yeah. And then
that would be funny.
Piano. That was the only other thing.
Would you have
okay. Excuses.
Excuses. You had her doing stuff, but.
Because piano is rock music. A freaking trumpet. I'll play the original song for you. There's no freaking trumpet.
I don't want to hear it. It's not
no
the type of
you don't know what's
sex.
In it.
Not the type of stuff I like.
You don't know what's
whatever,
in
dog.
It.
That's why you weren't in it. You wouldn't like it anyways.
I'm not mad.
I am.
Dude, chill the
hell. I'm just pulling your weenus, dog.
My God. Just trying to yank your crank a little bit. Jeez.
Feels nice.
Yank your crank. That can't be
good. That can't be good, dude.
I'm trying to tickle
this
your
is a
pickle.
Bad thing. That's,
God.
Geez,
that's not
up.
The Lord's way.
Okay, yeah. You should probably stop listening to music that influences you in this.
Yeah,
way.
What are you listening to? Like VeggieTales theme?
I do. That's on my playlist. The remix.
What show is that from? Tickle my pickle for only a nickel.
Oh, God.
That's
I don't
SpongeBob?
Know. That sounds like porn.
Yeah, it was SpongeBob.
That'd be some good porn.
Porn is not that
porn
good,
with
dude.
A plot, dude.
never been done.
Amen.
Should
good
we
thing,
make it
too.
Happen?
And with that,
as long as we have a narrator, I'll be the narrator.
For sure.
Because I don't want to be involved in the action.
Yeah, what do we do for the blind community? We need someone to explain what's going on.
Oh, yeah. But it should be a National Geographic,
I'll
like,
explain
whisper.
It in great detail.
Yeah, it's got to be, like, a National Geographic, like, whisper, like, and now.
The man moves in for the kill.
That's so good. Yeah, yours was just way too
You can just tell he's been edging for days.
Yours is way too dirty, dude.
He's a pro at this, no. Watch him creep in real slowly. She don't know a thing, no. He's real good. Oh, he's got some length on him too, eh?
Oh my gosh.
Just kidding.
Just turned into a rugby commentator, I think.
Mine wasn't British. I feel like I forgot how to do it. I think I forgot how to do a British accent, really. Whenever I try to do one, it's just always
I think I can do like a pretty proper English accent, I think.
I can do three British accents.
It's not bad at all. No, yeah. I'll tell you that now.
Barack Obama?
Nope.
Barack Obama.
Barack Obama.
No, the nice thing, though, you have to think about the fact that, really, they don't do their R's too much, you know? Now, see, I'm going back into the Aussie, but British people don't do the R's. When they say figure, like we say figure, they say figure. They say figure. They don't say figure. Yeah, reminder. They say reminder. We say reminder. You know?
I thought it was figure.
You know? Oh, yeah. Aussies kind of do the little R.
The R. It's the R thing. The R, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I'm in the ocean. Oh, I'm in the ocean.
Christopher.
Christopher Robin.
Christopher Robin.
Winnie the Pooh.
I can't do a British accent, but it has to be very in the front. It has to be
like
very
reserved?
Nice.
Like a British reserved accent. Where everything's very flowing and there's very little...
I can't bring it back into my throat or it turns into an Aussie accent, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I used to be able to do kind of like a good...
I think sometimes
Cockney one like this, but yeah. I can't... Whenever I try to do this one, it always turns back into Aussie.
That was good. Now, I can do Cockney and I can do British reserved and I can do British proper.
Yeah.
I think all of which are hard
reserved.
To do. Yeah. That's all of which I had to do for musicals.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
Flex.
Oh, yeah. Dear.
Oh, dear. I think if I put my mind to it, I can do a pretty good Scottish accent. So think about it.
You didn't get your pecker in a knot, did you?
Oh, it's...
like a pretzel.
Scottish is a fun one to do. It's got to be really guttural like this, you know?
accents are so fun, though. It's really retarded. Like, it's really only retarded.
I can do like a really, really, really like offensive like southern accent, but I can't do like a one that makes sense.
I think I can do a pretty good southern accent. You know,
it's more like it, yeah.
Yeah.
Mine's pretty like cartoon.
I think the Volunteers play pretty well out on the field today.
Okay,
good Mexican accent, you know, man. It's like for $14 or $15, I can do anything you want, man. You know, it's just the amount of money. For $15, I can do pretty much anything.
You're missing the twang to it, though.
No, I'm not doing a Southern.
No, I know. You're doing Mexican. You're doing Hispanic,
Far
Latinx.
More Southern.
Yeah, you got to go way south. See, that's why you got to hear the twang change.
Do one.
No, I don't know how to do it. I just critique yours.
Oh, I hate those people.
The work of a critic is easy.
Critics actually are the worst. That's why I like critiquing
things. I think it's the best.
I love
it's like you make the choice to have no friends, and then you can just hate on literally everyone.
And you get paid.
Yeah.
Maybe. That makes sense. I don't know if I'm to get paid for criticizing animated movies.
Yeah.
Up was dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you do like a Minnesota accent, eh? It's like, it's not quite...
Midwesterner? No.
That's
Jordan,
Canadian.
Straight Jordan Peterson.
That was Canadian.
That's northern. Quite northern.
Yeah. Minnesota has like more of a Canadian, but it's more...
That's pretty good.
Yeah, like, thank you. It's very accentuated. There's very much heaviness to the accent.
The thank you wasn't it.
You're just right. Like, oh, thank you.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I ducked out of it for a second. But, like, you know, Canadian
Minnesota. Yeah. Can I sneak past you there, bud?
Yeah. Canadian's like, oh, may I sneak past you there?
Can I sneak past you there?
Uh-huh.
Eight?
Canadian's more, there's less accent heaviness than the Minnesota, like, it's still Midwestern, but it's
4 years in Minnesota.
Yeah. So you got Midwestern's like down here, and then you go up a level, and that's Minnesotian. And then you go up one more level, and that's Canadian. But the Canadian's like less heavy than the Minnesota, but it's more heavy in the accent. You know what I mean?
That. Interesting.
Can you do Jersey or Boston?
Jersey? No.
Aussie.
Straight back to Aussie. That's amazing.
I used to be able to do an
Watch the hair, ma.
Watch the hair.
Yorker. I haven't really tried a New Yorker. I think that's just...
That was just...
New Yorker.
New York.
New Jersey and New York are really close.
That was good. That was like Seth MacFarlane level good.
Thank you.
That was good.
I don't know about that. It was all right.
Okay. Well, I feel really good about myself.
I'm just trying to...
nice.
Now, can you do the German like this? I can do a really, really sexy good. German like this.
No,
now,
both
you want some schnitzel on your bratwurst?
Oh, my God. Both Matt and I are German, so we should be able to do it, but I don't think I
should
really
be able to do a German...
No, that was pretty bad.
That is hate speech in Germany. You cannot say that anymore.
What the hell was that?
That's really good. That's really good.
Yeah. I like some pretzel. Yeah, I can't do it.
What the hell?
I tried it out. It didn't work.
Oh, it's like Anthony's city folk.
Back in 1492, Christopher Columbus came down south.
What is that?
I don't know, man.
Okay.
Spitballing.
I gotcha. Can you guys do Jamaican? I don't think I can.
I'm
can
from Jamaica, man.
Yeah. Can you do the Jamaican?
Yeah, bomba clat.
Bomba clat. Jerk chicken.
God, do you like the jerk spice? No, that wasn't.
What the?
That
was Inuit. Straight Inuit.
That's
crazy.
That's
dude.
Good, that's good.
Cucumber.
Yeah.
Cucumber back in the beer, Bombay. I
don't know. So good, dude. Oh my gosh.
I can do an Australian. It's not as good as yours, Anthony, but nope, that was British. Australian. My Australian's so reserved.
Well, I think about it. I can,
no, you get up. It's a lot more nasal than you guys.
A bit more nasal.
I think about it more. Because I...
Margot Robbie.
I spent so much time on the British accent. I can't do it.
You just did like can't go Southern, back to it. You did American Southern, but also English.
I know, it's so bad. I spent so much time on the British accents over the years that I didn't really do the Australian one, and then I just can't do it now. So kind of sucks. I'm the opposite of Anthony. When I try to Australian, I switch into British.
Mm,
yeah.
Anthony's handsome.
He helped me paint the dick.
Yeah. I saw him riding away on his dick.
Why was he riding?
Riding it.
Was he riding
like a boat?
His deck, dude.
Like a boat.
Oh,
the deck on his boat.
Off his dick.
He was on his dick. He was wet and hard, and he was sort of on the harbor riding away on
harbor.
His dick.
He's going to like, you're just jumping all
good.
Over, dude.
That's pretty good.
Harbor.
Yeah. Harbor.
Harbor is like.
Harbor.
Yeah, your accent's like around the world in 10 minutes.
That's good. That's a good
that
reference.
A violent laugh, dude.
Around the world in 60 minutes with Steve Irwin or whatever.
He died.
I know. Rest in peace. I love
Steve
that.
Steve Irwin. Rip Steve Irwin.
Steve Irwin.
You can't say rip anymore. It's a bad, it's culturally
rest
appropriate.
Rest in peace.
What?
Why?
Because people use it for comedy. Like, oh, rip. Like someone's like, oh, I got rejected by my
it's
crush.
Like we can't
oh,
say
rip.
Period anymore.
Right, because why? Women bleed out of their vaginas.
Oh, yeah. Well, and men, certain men.
You're right, I'm sorry, A human... No,
birthing people.
Yeah. Being... I don't even... Some of them don't... boy, this is hard.
Beings with VJs.
No, you can't even say that, because some of them identify as Arabian helicopters, so they're not beings. Some
Arabian.
Of them aren't.
It's an Arabian helicopter.
Beings and objects... that
aren't Arabian helicopters just helicopters that used to belong to the U.S.
That's
you
know, funny.
You said Matthew has a crazy laugh, and it reminded me of this video. These two NBA,
violent.
These two NBA players in press conferences.
I don't even know where you're sitting at. Man,
that's funny.
That's pretty good.
I like that.
It was yours. Was just explosive, dude.
Yeah, well,
it was
funny.
Pretty crazy.
He made a funny joke, and that's very rare for him.
What
so.
Are game ads coming to, dude?
Why is there money? Why is there money?
They always try to add money into it, but you can't really.
Yeah, it's like a shoot the blocks game, but the caption is paying my child support with this app.
That's wild.
Yeah, because you got a sponsor.
What was that game called? That 80s game. That's like.
Pong.
Nope. That's like 60s. No, the 80s game where like you shoot like a ball. And it had like a tiny little ball, and it's got like the colored tiles, and it has to like breakout.
Like Blockbuster.
No, it's Breakout.
Block Smasher.
No, it's Breakout. I just said that.
Jackbox.
It's Breakout. It was an 80s game. They put it into an app, and I loved
breakout
it.
Breakout like me after eating ice cream.
Nice.
Acne joke.
I'm 19, got it.
And I still have acne.
Yeah, ew. I got it. Anyway. Breakout. It was an 80s game. I played it on an 80s arcade, but I got the app, and it's one of my favorite games. It's just it was developed by
China.
Yeah,
but you were also a 2048 kid.
Call back. 2048?
Yeah, that game where you like combine the twos and twos into fours.
Oh.
mindless COVID. Monotony.
It was COVID. It's I think. So addictive. It might have been before. It might have been 2019.
How far did you get up?
Oh, I got up into the tens of millions.
Insanity.
Like once you get to 2048, then
I've never made it to that.
Well, like the first level is like 120. Like the first level, it's 240, I think.
Oh, I wasn't doing the levels.
So once you go, let's say the first level is 120, and then once you beat it,
Anthony,
then the next
level is 240. Were you playing the one that was in white tiles?
Yeah. That one's so hard, dude.
That's wild to say.
That's crazy. I forgot that part.
Piano tiles?
Childhood.
No, white tiles. White tiles 4, to be specific.
Yeah.
Oh, I never played that. But yeah, 2048. I think we talked about this, but yeah, it was, I think I was in 2019. It was eighth grade. I got addicted. Because like the first level is like 120.
How long have you been clean?
Since then.
Nice.
But the first level is like 120. So once you beat the level, then the next level is like double. So it's 240.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm not kidding you when I went up into the tens of millions.
That's insane, dude. Yeah. I'm proud of you. I'm really proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Felt certain like people accomplish things in their life.
The point of my story for Breakout was the app that you get on your phone for Breakout was developed by like Chinese developers. So like
love to hear it.
There was you could beat the game within like an hour. And I was so sad because I love that game and I want to keep playing. But like it was just like whatever.
I think you could beat that game in an hour.
Why?
Who's that game?
What is that? What is what?
So kidding. Such a bad joke.
That was just assault.
That was horrible.
Just straight up assault.
That was horrible.
Yeah, but here we are laughing about it, eh?
Well, he caught us off guard.
For real, dog. I'm
great at that. Anything else y'all want to put in real quick? Let me rephrase that. Anything else y'all want to talk about?
When I was 11. I killed
a man.
With deist thumb.
Yeah, no, it was with a gun, but okay, thanks for having faith in me.
Glock 27?
I don't know what that means.
It's a real gun.
I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
I need to come up with a gun that's not actually real to say around you, because then I'll make you mad.
AK-3.
You say any number and then Glock before it, and I'll be like, yeah.
Glock 2048.
4 Glock.
No.
Glock, but you got to say it before the number.
Glock 4.
No.
Still
Glock,
no? No?
Glock 2048.
No. It doesn't go higher than probably like 40. I don't really know.
Okay, what
the naming convention doesn't make
no,
sense.
There's
Colt 45. It's not based
Colt
45. On millimeters?
Colt 45 and 2 zigzags. No, they're all 9 millimeters.
All of them?
Pretty much, yeah.
I thought that's what a Glock 9 was, a 9 millimeter.
No. You say, let me pull out the 9, and you're talking 9 millimeter, but that's... Yeah, no, like a Glock 19 is not 19 millimeters, so that doesn't exist.
This is gay. Anyway, when I was 11, I was coming home from a movie, and...
I didn't even say anything. Go on.
You said it with your face and your eyes and your
body
language.
The audience can't see my face, so they don't get the joke. Let's make it more entertaining.
They can get the joke. They're all mature adults. They understand.
It's not really a joke. It's horrible.
I was coming back from the movies with my family, and we come to our house. And when we come out of the car, we notice as the four of us are coming out of the car, we notice
that's a drive-by, dog.
We notice
clean that up, dang.
We notice that there's a fight.
Drive-by shooting.
Dude, we know as we get up to my house and we're coming out of the car, we notice that there's a fireman coming up the driveway.
Oh, dude, that's in the public.
Crazier.
And we
crazy.
Look and around the corner there's an ambulance coming.
I didn't know they could do that.
All right, this is fun. Anyway, we get home and there is 3 police cars, 2 ambulances, and 3 pumper trucks, full-fledged fire trucks.
Yeah.
And the fire marshal, whoever was in charge, was like, oh, hey, sorry, I guess there was a false alarm. Your fire alarm went off and called, you know, the company that does your alarm called us. We tried to call you, but your phones were off. They're like, oh, yeah, we were at the movies. They're like, that's crazy. We've been here for 4 hours, but whatever. That's fine. It's not like we have other things to do. So anyway.
Stupid.
What?
Him being passive aggressive about that?
Yeah. so he I guess what they finally found with their investigation was lightning had struck a tree the day before, and the tree's roots were touching our alarm line underground, and that fried our alarm system. So the next day,
bro, what?
I guess the next day, like something happened, the line got moved by a gopher or whatever.
When was this?
I don't know, when I was 11 or something.
Oh, okay.
Or I was 9. I don't know. It was a long time ago. You know, the line underground got, like, jiggled while we were at the movies by a gopher,
yeah,
or, like, a predator. And it set the alarm off because it, like, literally fried the box. So,
dang.
Damn, brother.
So that was, I think, like, I don't know, $1,600 to get the line dug up, replaced, and yep, new alarms and new
computer. Didn't you guys answer the fire department?
Well, we were going to, but it just seemed like a lot, you know.
You guys are retarded.
No, because so we were in the movie theater, so our phones were off.
Was it a good movie?
For 4 hours.
It was a 4-hour movie.
I'm with the
They didn't make movies that long back then.
Was it Endgame?
Back then?
Yeah.
Was it Endgame?
They don't make 4 hours movies now, pretty much.
Yeah, they were. No, it wasn't Endgame. I told you I was 9.
Endgame is 3 hours long. They don't make 4-hour movies.
Well, we got to wrap
up. Unless it was like an hour to drive there.
Maybe we did a Barbenheimer. I don't know what happened. I was 9. I don't remember.
I doubt, because Barbie and Oppenheimer didn't come out until more recently.
I said did A. I didn't say went to see.
Yeah, did A
like
implies
back,
that you
back
saw...
To back to back,
yeah,
back movie.
No.
Is what he's saying.
Back to back movie. We did a Barbenheimer.
I know that jackass. All right. Sorry.
Anyways, we got
to
wrap
We need
this
to work
up,
on your anger.
Gentlemen.
Yeah, you, oh yeah, we
it's
got
fake anger.
Our studio time is up, so we got to go.
Fanger, sir.
Thank you guys for listening.
Thank
if you have
so
anything
much
you want us to know, if you think Anthony should be sent to a psych ward, email us at 3idiotsinastudio@gmail.com. That's the numeral 3IDIOTOS.
Are we? In a...
If 15 people of you guys reply, Matthew will get liposuction. Just saying that, so you guys respond.
It's crazy.
You don't want this fat to go away. Because then you have nothing to compare it to.
You got a point.
By fat, do you mean like all of you or just your
Well, both, because you're going to miss my But if you want, if I become skinny, then you're the fat one.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
you're
unless
right.
Unless Matt gets his together.
Whoa. That's wild.
That's amazing.
That's crazy.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. We love you. Thank you for your time. Hope you have a great rest of your day. And we'll see you in the next episode. Peace
Good
out.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
If you're watching this at night.